In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now it is true that I am a redeemer, yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good, let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then, as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. Leaving aside the entire Exodus, where God redeems his people from slavery and bondage in Egypt, the story we have here in Ruth is probably the picture one has in mind when thinking of the Old Testament Redeemer. Here, Boaz proposes to carry out exactly what God had spelled out to Moses for God's people. We know that one of Boaz's purposes was to take care of Ruth. God had given his people this rule: if a stranger or sojourner with you becomes rich, and your brother beside him becomes poor and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner with you, or to a member of the stranger's clan, then after he is sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or a close relative from his clan may redeem him. From the book of Leviticus. The twist in the story is that Boaz was promising not only to take care of Ruth and redeem her, but to marry her. The primary object of redemption was, however, the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what his brother has sold. Also from Leviticus. And there was the rub. The nearest redeemer was to redeem the land. Without giving away too much of the plot, you can read it for yourself. We find out in chapter 4 of Ruth that the nearest redeemer wouldn't do the job. So Boaz, being next in line, was able to carry out his intention of redeeming not only the land, but Ruth as well. Since this is, outside of the Exodus, one of the premier examples of redemption in the Old Testament, how does it parallel with what we have in the New Testament, where we have the redemption provided by Jesus Christ? At first glance, there doesn't seem to be too much of a parallel. We heard in our text what Boaz and the whole town knew about Ruth. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. That doesn't sound much like the description of sinners provided throughout the Bible. Then where is the land that is involved in redemption? And what about the matter of the nearest redeemer, the brother or close relative mentioned as the only one able to provide redemption? Not surprisingly, all these themes do come together in a marvelous fashion in our redemption from sin. Let's start with the close relative. Not just anyone could redeem property and people. The person had to be a close relative. A brother was as close as you could get. Such a person would be the nearest redeemer. This description didn't apply to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The second person of the Trinity could not possibly redeem humankind until he became human, which he did. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now we have that near relative, the one required for redemption. Redemption requires payment. We don't know how much Boaz paid for the property that he redeemed, but we do know what Jesus Christ paid for us. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. For, having become human, the second person of the Trinity was subject to death. Being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That death on a cross was the redemption amount for all sinners. The bloody, awful, and you can understand that in any sense you wish, the bloody, awful death of Jesus Christ on the cross was the price required for redemption. For Jesus Christ was not redeeming you and the entire world from another landowner who would have taken as much silver or gold as he could get from him. Jesus was redeeming you from the power of sin, the power of death, and the power of the devil. And the price of that redemption was his life. So far, then, we have a near relative and a redemption price. What about that worthy woman that Ruth exemplified? Isaiah quite correctly describes us in this way. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, O Lord, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. That is the way we look to ourselves and the way we look to God outside of redemption. But in comparing the love of husbands to wives with the love of Christ for the church, St. Paul says this: Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Because of the washing of water with the word, because of holy baptism, because you have been baptized into Christ, you are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You are in a better position than Ruth. You are more than worthy. You are holy and without blemish. That leaves only the land to account for. For that, we turn to Martin Luther's explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Jesus Christ has redeemed me that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. There it is, not just a parcel of land, not just the back 40, but a whole kingdom is yours, the kingdom of God. You get a whole kingdom to live in. So Boaz's redemption of Ruth and her family's property does indeed picture our own redemption from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Our own brother, Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, has effected that redemption. Unlike Boaz and Ruth, however, we don't get to see all the results immediately. Sometimes you may not feel exactly without spot or wrinkle. Sometimes you can forget that a whole kingdom is yours. A multitude of believers now know what we know only by faith. They are the ones who have died in the faith and discovered that what they beheld by faith and believed sight unseen was actually theirs. Those believers have lived and died centuries ago or just a moment ago. Redeemed by Christ, that is a position that we could never get to on our own behalf. Jesus Christ served us by dying on the cross of Calvary. Having been so served, we get to serve others, showing forth in our own lives the love that God has shown us in Jesus Christ. We will pray in our hymn in just a moment, Christ the Savior, Christ the Servant, be your life in us displayed. May we, as redeemed servants of Jesus Christ, always display and show forth Christ's love in our own lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.